Thoughts on Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 1 and verse 7. Be silent. Now, this is the first command, as it seems to me, that God is giving through Zephaniah to this people. He has warned them of the terrible judgment Judah and Jerusalem is about to suffer, the catastrophe that's about to come upon them. And the word that God has for this people is be silent. This is an indication to me that the trouble with fallen man is he has too much to say. I notice Romans chapter 3, verse 19, that God made it so that the law was there to take away people's excuse, that all the world may become silent. And I believe supremely in the day of judgment, men now who have excuses by the ton, reasons for doing what they're doing by the hundredweight, they will find in that day that all their excuses and all their reasons and all their explanations, whatever you want to call it, will be of no avail at all. Be silent. This is what God is saying. Get ready. The hush, the calm before the storm, before the deluge. Stand and think. Before God, be silent. Start thinking of God. You've been thinking of your idols. You've been thinking of Molech. You've been thinking of Baal. You've been going to them. Turn back to God. You haven't been seeking God. Seek him. Get a sense of God. There's too much of man about in Judah. There's too little of God. There's all these idols. And they're turning to pagans and pagan religion and so on. My friend, I'm talking history now about Judah 2,500, 3,000 years ago. Yes, 2,500 years ago. But my friend, the truth is, this is what's going on, as I keep saying, in my view, in the evangelical world today. This is Christendom described today. How God is too small. That's J.B. Phillips' book. Your God is too small. Zephaniah warns the people. God warns the people. Be silent before the sovereign Lord. He is the sovereign God. Your idols are just mockery. They're nonsense. They're just wood and stone or bits of wood or whatever it is. They're nothing at all. The sovereign Lord is the one you should be seeking. For the day of the Lord is near. This sovereign day of God. You could call it the day of the Lord when he created the world. You could call it the day of the Lord when he sent the flood. You could call it the day of the Lord when he sent Christ. You could go on like this. But there is one great day of the Lord, when Christ shall return and judgment shall come. And that day is coming. Be silent. Be ready. Contemplate that day. The picture that Zephaniah uses is the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated those he has invited. In this case, it was Judah and Jerusalem. Earlier in the passage, it was the whole world. And of course, when Christ comes, all of us will have to stand before him and face him in judgment. Especially Judah. At this time, my friend, the buck stops with us, the evangelicals. I speak to fellow believers. This is not just history, it is history, but I believe it's being played out before our very eyes. Judah, yes, we can talk about Judah and its captivity into Babylon. But my friend, I think we must think very seriously about our own times. Is captivity ahead for us? It won't be literal Babylon, I dare say, although I don't know about that, but it won't be literal Babylon. But what will it be? It would be just as devastating for us as it was for them. Read Psalm 137. They made us sing the songs of Zion in that captivity, but we couldn't do it. We hung our harps on the willows. They were crying. Oh, my friend, do we need to go into that place? Or can we wake up before it is too late? This is the time to be silent. Stop our planning and our scheming and begin to think on God and these serious days. This lie ahead.